winning by means of miraculous powers and ability the debate that arose out of jealousy. Namo Guru. Jetson Milarepa, through his control over his own perceptions, overpowered the perceptions of others, and so the Indian Dharma Bodhi offered him prostrations. Thus, his fame spread. All the collected offerings on behalf of the living and the dead of Nyanang were presented to the Jetson, and so he remained in Tripuk Cave in Nyanang, the benefit for sentient beings and his practice expanding while his merit increased. At that time, some teachers from a monastery that specialized in philosophical study, out of jealousy of the Jetson, created a great scandal, saying that he was a heretic, a perverter of the Dharma. When a mild famine arose in Nyanang and the local people went to the teachers for a loan, the teachers said, "Since we do not know the perverted Dharma, none of the collected offerings on behalf of the living and the dead have come to us. Our wealth has been used up providing for the study of the genuine Dharma, which is of no use to you. If you need a loan, you should ask that Dharma perverter who is the recipient of your offerings when you had something to give." As their request for a loan had not been well received, some of the local people said, "From one point of view, what the teachers say has truth to it. We do indeed seek refuge in the Jetson for this and future lives, but we have needs in this life, and so we should also make these teachers recipients of our offerings." And so the local people and the monastics came to an agreement. At that time, Lotun Gendunbum and Ratun Tharma Lodra, who were the leaders, as well as other teachers, were involved in a discussion in which they said, "If this Milarepa is not banished, our teachings will not flourish, nor will our activities for the benefit of beings. Therefore, whether this Dharma of Milas is a perverted Dharma or not, it would be good if he were to be banished. Nevertheless, if he is expelled forcefully, it will be embarrassing to us, and the local people will talk. Three of you teachers who are learned in grammar, epistemology, scripture, and logic should go and have a Dharma discussion with him. Nothing in this loudmouth's head works other than his tongue. He won't be able to respond to what you say. Out of 100 answers, a couple might be correct. By attacking him as a group and refuting him, you will defeat him. Disgraced, he will banish himself from this place." Accordingly, they sent three of their junior teachers who communicated through Rechungpa that they had come to see the Jetson. Though Rechungpa was not in favor of letting them in, he said to the Jetson, "Three teachers are here to see you. Shall I send them in or not?" Milarepa replied, "Marpa Vlodrak said to me, benefit sentient beings however you can with your body, speech, and mind. Even be of benefit to sentient beings through joking and conversing. So send them in." Accordingly, they were ushered in. After a hot meal and rinsing out his mouth with water, the Jetson said, "Listen here. If these offerings given by the faithful were to strike the earth could split apart. If they were to strike a rock, the rock could split apart. If they were to strike flowing water, the water could stop flowing. I request you teachers to please recite a dedication according to the sutras." The teacher at the head of the row stood up, snapped his fingers and said, "Oh, yes, sir. We teachers who hold the vows of the three trainings and wear the three monastic robes are appropriate recipients for offerings. So whether we recite the sutras or not, it's all right. But as for you, you must have some kind of chutzpah to live off of these devotional offerings. What the hell are you doing?" In response, the Jetson sang the song of his realization and practice.
The essential point of holy dharmas culminating jnana has the taste of amrita and includes scripture, logic, and the heart. It's the crown venerated by the learned and well-accomplished Sangha. And this crown rests inseparably right on the top of my own head. I divide my daily meditation sessions into three parts. First, I meditate on the Utpatti Krama of the Yidam. For the next third, I meditate on Prana, Nadi, and Bindu. Next, I meditate on the unfabricated Mahamudra. Through the four yoga sessions of the day, my constant meditation, bodhicitta, bodhicitta, bodhicitta. My own faith in things as being real, I purify as empty. What the foolish give me out of faith, I offer up as karma. All my own accumulated faith, I offer to the devils. The accumulation of the leftover karma is for ghosts. For this yogi turns accumulations, wheeling his feast offering. For he knows very well that all these offerings have no intrinsic nature. Such a yogi is worthy of receiving any form of offering. In receiving offerings, I am a yogi, and am not bad but good.
Thus he sang. The teacher declared, "It is said that if one doesn't have the good quality of knowledge that is born from study, one is like a person who has no hands trying to scale a boulder. Attaining liberation will be impossible. If one doesn't have a meditation practice, one is like a blind person looking at a shrine room. One will not see authentic reality. One must know the way to meditate on the generation stage. So, do you know what the generation stage is? How to meditate on it?" In response to their mocking, Milarepa sang this song.
Whenever I'm meditating on the year I'm generation sage, my body is rainbow-like in the sky of appearance and dimness, not turning that into a mental fixation.
He sang. Again, that teacher said, "All that may be just mere talk. Do you know what nadi, prana, and bindu are? How to meditate on them?" In response, Milarepa sang this song.
Whenever I'm meditating on Sarantibhe, the principle channel. This body seems to vanish. Elixir if I'm into letter unceasingly shines. Seeing reality's face, there's no mistake here. The prana is drawn. sinners meet face to face. Wisdom in us, vision on God, experience justice. The knot of discursive doubt is undone. Hail on. Dharma knowledge service mixes and flows with mind stream. Mother and child, clear light blending to one. Skandhas defiled by craving, enjoyments are gone. Appearance and emptiness blend into one. What bliss! Emptiness no longer intellect's realm, what relief! Confusion consumed in space, what a wonderful sight!
Thus he sang. Again that teacher said, a marmot is able to sleep underground for about 4 months within the span of one prana breath without needing to move its body. A fish can remain continually in water and yet never drown. This is due to the good qualities of their prana, and yet their minds don't have even as much as a single hair of a horse's tail worth of good qualities. Your practice of prana is just like that. The mind must have good qualities. So, do you know what Mahamudra is? How to meditate on that? In response, Milarepa sang the song.
At the time I meditated on Mahamudra, I rest without struggle in actual real being. I rest relaxed in a free from wandering space. I rest in a clarity cradled in emptiness space. I rest in awareness, and this is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space, I
sang. Again, that teacher said, we thought you didn't have anything working in your head other than your tongue. But what you have said is good, even excellent. It seems as if you have memorized what has been written in texts. Tell us, what guru taught you all this? The Jetson said, I study my mind. Appearances dawn as my texts. If I am not separated from appearances, I am not separated from my texts. Appearances have been pointed out to be mind, and mind has been pointed out to be luminosity. Those who have shown me that are my gurus. Then the Jetson sang this song.
The exalted gurus, this simple mantic, mark your body as their Buddha feels. Their lion thrones are like your prana spine. Five lotus seats my body, and the sun who sees our mind, five elements pure. Empty mind as such is the form of gurus, and the empty forms of gurus ever adorn my head. Vajradhara endowed with a wisdom body, and to love with six clairvoyances. Naropa, who cast the net of magic display, together with Lord Mappa, when comparable kindness all crown my head. Empty mind as such is the form of gurus, and the empty forms of gurus ever adorn my head. If you know how to look with the eye, devotion, Vajradhara, and you are not too. If you know how to supplicate with faith and respect, from the banks of compassion, a sweet rain of Adhisthana ever will fall. If you know how to make offering with your practice, the entire treasury of Siddhi will be.
Thus he sang. Irresistible faith dawned in the three teachers. They rose, offered prostrations, and said, "Not understanding, ignorance, and confusion, how great are these hidden faults in this world? So it is said, and how true it is. We thought you were someone who lived off of people's offerings, thanks to your crazy know-nothing dharma. But you have answered all the questions we put to you without difficulty. We confess that earlier we debated with you wrongly. Your gurus cannot be seen by just anyone, but since we supplicate you with devotion, that may be enough for us to receive the treasury of siddhis. Please give us the oral instructions." As they had asked respectfully, the Jetson was pleased, gave them the Abhishekas and oral instructions, and set them to meditating. Giving rise to experience and realization, they became snow lion-like teacher meditators who attained realization.